L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm John Batzer with Professor Avenalis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report. Buenos Aires. Javier Milei, colorful, spectacular TV star, understands the camera. And with a Beatles haircut, how can you not? The man has skills. The skills, however, are on parade right now and under the magnifying glass. Can he deliver on at least renovating an economy that is broken, that has been in debt to everyone for decades? Right now, the economy is in abeyance. There are positive signs about inflation, in some fashion moderating. But we have a new protest over the cuts to the federal government. A lot of government spending in Argentina is the driver, I understand, of the inability of Argentina to maintain inflation and also to satisfy the IMF. But now, Buenos Aires. Hundreds of thousands of Argentines took to the streets of Buenos Aires, anti-government march against budget cuts to public universities, the biggest protest yet against President Javier Milei's painful austerity measures. This is a man who campaigned with a chainsaw, and I believe that he chopped down several ministries, and I see cutbacks in student aid is one of them. And yet, Professor, is this scale of protest spontaneous, or is this sponsored by the Peronistas and the Kirchneristas? Can we tell?
Well, it probably is affiliated to some degree or another with the left and the Peronistas, who have every desire to see Milei's project not succeed and yet not have their hands tied to this. But also, again, one of the most radicalized groups and most prone to protest are young, semi-educated people, as you see in universities. That's been, worldwide is the heart of where you see the protests. But in many ways, it also suggests that that Milei's time may be running out. As you alluded to, he had to impose some very harsh medicine. Argentina was essentially broke and inflation going out of control. And so, his austerity measures, he basically shut down all government spending that he could, including the slash of about half of Argentina's ministries, the elimination of about 50,000 government jobs, cut significant transfer payments to the provinces, which also stirred up a lot of resistance. He slashed the official rate of the currency, which at least temporarily caused inflation to take off even more, before little by little it's coming under control. And so the difficulty now is that although the financial numbers are suggesting that things are moving in a positive direction. He's gotten budget surpluses for several months now. Inflation is coming under control. The unofficial exchange rate between the Argentine peso and the dollar is coming under control. There's some talk about even the possibility of being able to bring down interest rates. There's some talk about some increase in production in the agricultural and in mining sector with a new situation. But the economy continues to contract. And to be able to get it to stop contracting, you need to have investor confidence and in the confidence of people to start spending. And that perception that Argentines have of, okay, we have to do this because there's no other choice. You can do that for a couple of months. But we are basically now in the essentially the third month of a period where when I was in Buenos Aires, everyone says that Milei has about 3 months. And so I think what you're beginning to see is kind of the students and the protests. I mean, it was a really serious issue. Basically by slashing funds to public universities, he's going to be forcing possibly some of the most iconic universities, which basically give education tuition away for free. Iconic universities like University of Buenos Aires could have to shut down their doors. But again, but it also it's kind of the parakeet in the coal mine that if the students are beginning to come out in the street in such large numbers, the concern is the political patience of Argentines more broadly with the suffering that they've had to impose, is that running out, and does that suggest something worrisome for Milei politically?
Mexico's presidential candidate, Claudia Sheinbaum, former mayor of Mexico City, said that when elected, if elected, her administration focused on water management, renewable energy as part of a plan to boost the country's sustainability. Wonderful. Claudia Sheinbaum sounds like she'd be at home in Washington, D.C., Georgetown. Okay, is this Mexico? AMLO is not worried about water management.
What certainly appears, John, that with the upcoming elections in Mexico, that Sheinbaum is ever more certain as the victor. She's actually increased her margin over her biggest rival, Xochitl Galvez, in the polls by a couple percentage points. And again, unless something catastrophic happens, certainly will be Mexico's next president.
30 seconds, Professor. Is Claudia Sheinbaum ready for Mexico? Is Mexico ready for a Georgetown professor?
This will be a shift within the left from the AMLO's connect with the people machine style politics to a more kind of traditionally socially conscious left policy. Claudia Sheinbaum is a technocrat focusing on renewable energy, watering, nearshoring. She'll be challenged to connect with the Mexican people during times of difficulties. That's just not her style. But it's likely that she's going to bring some pretty good improvements in Mexican public policy in places where they need it, including things like investment in nearshoring. And we'll probably have a pretty good relationship with the United States, given her alignment, at least with the Biden administration, on these issues that she's focusing on.
This election is going to be fun. Professor Evan Ellis, I'm John Mauch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.